ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the head of Lakapi Samoa's Women's Academy, Filoi Enoliko, already has an impressive resume, having worked with Samoa's national women's 15 and 7s teams and coached the men's team from Apollo in the national championship. And now she's taken on a new role, travelling to Australia to fill the post of assistant coach with the ACT Brumbies in Super W. She was approached by World Rugby's Women's High Performance Manager, Nikki Ponsford, during the Oceania Women's Combine in Brisbane last year. And the head coach's job at the Brumbies was actually on the table. But mindful of her role with the Women's Academy back in Apia and unsure in her own mind that she was ready for such a task, Enoliko opted to take on the assistant coach's position instead. It doesn't mean she's not ambitious, and she certainly wants to be a Super W head coach in the future, but ideally not in Australia, but on home soil with the Samoan team. Right now, though, despite losing their opening game against the Ndrua in Fiji last week, she's revelling in the experience of working with the Super W team from Canberra.
Oh, my experience here is really good. I appreciate everything about it. Super W head coach and the whole management, the players, but also the GM and all the staff, they welcome with open hands. And yes, we lost to Fiji, but I believe it was anyone's game. However, Fijiano was able to make these mistakes, which they won the game.
And in terms of your coaching style, have you had to change your style significantly because you're with an Australian Super W team?
There's a difference, but you know, different coaches with different philosophies. For Australia, it's more structured, but my background and where I come from, it's like freely play instinct. So it's a big difference, and I learn a lot from the coaches and the management here at Brumbies about their own style and their philosophies on how they do things on the field and off the field.
And you're also involved, I think I'm right in saying, in coaching a team with mixed nationalities for the first time. Previously, I would assume you'd only ever coached a team that was entirely made up of Samoan players. I mean, does that in any way make a difference?
Yes, there is a difference in terms of knowledge, understanding of the game, discipline and attitudes, but you know, everyone is unique. So players here understand the game really well because they have their own season before Super W. They have the resources and have a very good supporting staff to help them. So yeah, Brumbies women's team have lots of tournaments compared to us in Samoa. We don't have this pool of players, resources to run our 15s tournament for the senior players back home at the moment. So we are heading there, but still don't have the player depth like here in Australia.
And in terms of future ambition, do you see yourself, when the time is right, coaching a Super W team? And would that team be an Australian team? Or ideally, would you perhaps like to be the coach of Moana Pacifica women's team, a team made up of players largely from Samoa and from Tonga, following the model set by the men?
That's the main goal. But at the moment, it's step by step. But I am open to anyone that wants me to help out with their teams, either the Moana Pacifica or here in Australia or New Zealand or anywhere else. That's the goal. That's the goal for me. Or I'm thinking of, you know, like the Fijiano Drua. We can do that back home. We can also have a team back home to include into Super W. That's if we have all the resources and all the players to put that team together.
So you're talking about a Samoan team. You believe that that is achievable?
Yes. I believe and I know that there's a lot of talent back home, but lack of resources to run that team. I know we have the players back home to do this, like the Fijiana draw.
Are there moves afoot to set up another women's team, be it a Moana-style team or an independent Samoan team? And if that's the case, how soon do you think that might happen?
It's taken a while. Maybe 3-4 years.
You've indicated lack of resources, but what else would you say is holding it back? Because clearly one of the key elements for Fijiana is the money that's been put in for them by the Pacific Oz Sports setup, and they're effectively backing that team. Is there additional money available to back a Samoan team? That could surely make a big difference in getting the team up and running.
Yeah, we really would need that money, but I think Fijiana was first, and that's the first time for the Pacific Oz Sports to do that. So I think they can only sponsor one team for now, but moving forward, they're looking at that. But yeah, we really need that kind of financial and that kind of support to to put together our team.
Really, that would suggest that women's rugby in the Pacific can climb the world ladder a lot faster, perhaps, than the men. I mean, Fijiana have obviously demonstrated they're more than capable. They won the Super W title. And when you played them last week, I think they had 8 new players on the field at the start and another 6 on the bench. So there's clearly no shortage of talent. And if Samoa can match that, then there's no reason why you couldn't repeat what they've done.
Oh, yes. Yes, I believe that we can do that if we have all the resources and all the money to run that back home.
So plenty to look forward to in the medium term and maybe sooner than that. More immediately, though, in your role with the Brumbies this weekend, you take on the Waratahs. And because the competition, Super W, only has 5 rounds and you lost the first game against Fijiana, this is almost make or break, really, isn't it, for the Brumbies?
Oh, yes, yes. We really need to win this game. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it here. Except the weather, too cold for me. Working with people that makes me work every day, it's really good and really helpful. And Brumbies has been awesome to me since day one.
Filoi Analiko, Samoa's rugby coach extraordinaire on life at the Brumbies, and her belief that there will be a Samoan women's team competing in Super W before too long. And we should point out that her move to Canberra is backed by the heavyweights, so World Rugby, Rugby Australia, Oceania Rugby, Lakapi Samoa, and Pacific Oz Sports are all involved in the process.